Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out in Ashburn, Virginia. Something big happened last night, folks. The Senate passed a continuing resolution. That's how they fund the government. So whenever you hear, the government, what do they call it? Government shutdown? Government shutdown avoided. They came up, they figured out the money, right? Mm-hmm. Well, a huge part of that is, as people that, listen, if you listen to us, you're probably aware of this, was getting the RFK language into that bill to get RFK out of federal government control and into city government control. Mm-hmm. And this has been a huge hurdle that many thought would never happen. It happened last night. Page 225 of the continuing resolution I read now. Section 604. Transfer of administrative jurisdiction over RFK Memorial Stadium campus to District of Columbia. Exercise of transfer authority. Transfer, not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Secretary of the Interior, acting under the authority of United States Code, shall transfer administrative jurisdiction over the Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium campus, subject to a declaration of covenants with the district, which is consistent with the seceding provisions of this section and which includes other such terms as may be agreed by the secretary and the district. What they're telling you is DC's in charge. Now, the House still has to approve this. That vote is expected to happen before the end of the week. All the Capitol Hill people say this thing's a go. This thing is full go.
Yep. And like a little snowball on its way down the hill.
We had Mark Seagraves on yesterday from NBC4, who knows how this stuff works, especially from the D.C. side. There is going to be, take this win, smile broadly, give your neighbor a hearty handshake. Be happy about this, right? That's not to say there will not be pearl clutching and grandstanding from district politicians over the next month, 6 weeks. That's going to happen. There's going to be people that tell you, billionaires should pay for their own stadiums. I understand that sentiment. I understand why people would be upset that government funding is going to a stadium and not towards new buses or more metro stops or low-income housing, whatever you want to call it. But you got to think big picture on this. You know what's helping the city? Navy Yard.
Yeah.
And the wharf. And you know what would have killed the city? If the Wiz and the Caps actually went to Alexandria. Left.
But the people are saying, like, listen, I understand exactly what you're saying, and yes, they should pray for some portion. But they're going to be bringing stuff to your city that you wouldn't ordinarily get if you didn't have a legitimate stadium. And a new stadium would more than likely have some level of a dome on it. It'd be a lot of stuff around it. You're talking about Final Fours. You're talking about a possibility of Olympics and things of that nature, Super Bowl. So you're telling me if the billionaire was to come in and build a stadium by himself, when all that stuff come in, should he get all that money? No, you wouldn't like that, would you? So the stadium, I mean, a lot of governments understand, yes, it seems like something that's odd. But the amount that could come from it is very, very fruitful for the city.
You just got to think big picture. And I understand that there are economists that will tell you, well, I don't know what the city's going to have to put up cash-wise, right? If it was 500 mil for the arena downtown, this might be a billion. Now, I know for a fact the NFL has a slush fund that they're going to kick
for
in.
For new stadiums, yes.
They're going to kick in on this. If I had to guess, the NFL number's probably going to be $200-300 million. And then if I had to guess...
They've been wanting this one so long, it may drop a little bit more.
Roger Goodell personally wants this one.
He's been walking the halls.
He grew up going there.
The actual stadium went in Arizona. So after that game was over, Tanner and I hung around a little bit, so we were able to enjoy that little area around it. I don't know what they paid for that stadium. I don't know what the city gave, whatever. But I can tell you one thing. They lost that game, but the whole area was hustling and bustling.
And
they made some damn money that day.
Now, that area is pretty far outside of downtown Phoenix. You know what that area did is they built that stadium, gave them a sweetheart deal, and now all of a sudden that area bumps, and it's got a casino and restaurants and all sorts of stuff. So, like, I think the potential – so my boy Yuri, you know my buddy Yuri, mm-hmm. my lawyer up in New York, texted me this morning because he saw the news, and he's like, yo, is this just sentimental value or is there real reason for this? And I think you got to look at it twofold. The sentimental value is going to be a driver here. It clearly is for Harris and Rails. Yeah. These guys talk about going to RFK.
The billionaires that say we grew up going there, we would love to have it right here.
Right. You talk about playing there. I went there, and it wasn't just – I mean, Skins games are by far what I remember most, but HF Festival was legendary. I mean, I went to that Tibetan Freedom concert.
The Riddick Bowe fight there.
Dude, I saw Guns N' Roses play there. Yeah. I mean, I saw Paul McCartney play there. It's an iconic venue in the city. I mean, right down the street from the United States Capitol. Great cities of the world have great stadiums. This should happen. But beyond the sentimentality, right? And honestly, what I think should be a feeling of freaking patriotism. But beyond that, the infrastructure is so great. Mm-hmm. The metro's right there. They have all that parking. Now, some of that's going to change, right? Like, some of that parking will get converted into other stuff, whatever. But there's so many more routes to get to that stadium. Like, if you're
coming... That water route can be built up, too, now.
Dude, yeah.
And that's another possibility of businesses to create something to make money, too.
Bro, you can park in Alexandria and take a boat. You can park in Georgetown and take a boat. That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can come 8th Street, South Capitol, Benning Road. Like, there's just so many ways to get there beyond just having to rely on 295, which has an exit that goes directly into the parking lots, right? And then if you look at the wharf, you look at Navy Yard, like Salt Line, I'm blanking on the name of the margarita restaurant that's on the roof of the wharf. Like, you have waterfront property.
Yeah.
You know how valuable that is? And you know how you could build a tax base out of that?
Oh, you can.
And I'm cognizant that...
Most people don't look that far. Most people just look at one thing. Oh, it's a billionaire. That's the first thing they think. But you don't understand that they normally generate money.
Well, here's the thing. Because you could say, okay, if you just open this area up for development, you could make the same. You could build the tax base up without the city having to put the cash up. And that, I think, is accurate. Like, the wharf was built by billionaire, like, not even billionaire, multi-billionaire developers, right? But then they keep all that cash. Like, it's just, there's no...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There's more to value than that, just a straight up bottom line.
Steve Graves yesterday basically said there's a tax that is on certain businesses that they could keep in place. Where it's not just, oh, the government just handing it over.
Right.
It's a tax. And you've been paying it already. You probably forgot you were paying it. And let's be real, too. When you got – I recall coming here in 1990, okay?
Right.
And the stadium, how stadiums were then, the stadiums wherever they were, and then you go hung out in downtown D.C.
Yep.
We always left Virginia to go hang out in D.C. Virginia started saying, hold on now. We're going to build up some of our areas. So all these town centers started to pop up. So instead of driving away to D.C., you start staying in Virginia. Or you go over to Maryland, and you got the harbor. You got the casinos and everything, National Harbor and all that stuff there. D.C. started losing out on stuff. If you build a stadium with some stuff, nice stuff around it, then maybe some of those people still say, I'm still going to go into D.C. So we talk about when people stop coming and you don't pay parking and this, that, and the other. You're losing money when people don't come into your city for stadiums and other stuff that is there too. So think about it. Like you said, you got to think big picture, not just single-handedly.
And I think specifically what is just a complete wrong mindset is if you are trying to tell folks that, hey, man, they only play there 10 times a year. What a waste.
That's BS.
That's just the incorrect mindset. Dude, they put all these turf fields in. You can have kids playing flag football year-round. You got to think bigger. And I want to be clear on something else, specific to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. I was talking with somebody last night. He did not sign the Memorandum of Understanding with the organization, with the Commanders, I believe until after – he was assured, you know what sucks? You know what sucks? Mm-hmm. Right now when you drive by RFK and it just looks terrible.
Yeah.
That sucks. Mm-hmm. Wes isn't going to let that happen in Landover.
No,
they're going to have a plan.
They got to invest in it.
And I support him for that. And I think the Commanders will do right. I think they own the land. They're not just going to let it sit there and rot.
Not long.
So I think that will work out. I'm not mad at, you know, Maryland's still going to compete for this thing. It's entirely possible, although I don't believe it happens, that the city messes this up. Like, it's far from a done deal, but that's a huge hurdle.
Yep.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.